The biggest sports stories of the week.
I think that is the attitude you should have. But if the first thing you bring up when you look at the standings is Craig Counsell, then he has real estate in your head.
I don't think you can even argue.
Oh, no argument.
The Green Bay Packers, the way
it ended, but like I just said it, like they were 7-8 last year against everyone besides the Bears, right?
Unique and compelling analysis and opinions when it comes to your favorite teams.
As much as they want, because both teams are good and that game to be close to.
Kyle, you're not feeling this.
Jason knows I'm not feeling
it. No, Kyle and I have already had this argument.
Yeah.
You hate that I feel.
What else was on the WB back then? What else did I miss?
You probably saw the Wayans brothers, right?
Yeah.
The Jamie Foxx show. Don't come on now, Craig. Come on, Craig. You know the Jamie Foxx show?
No.
You know
this is Sunday Karma, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue. Here's GKB founder and CEO, Craig Karmazin.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm not a CEO. It's not my title.
You're the CEO of your own life.
That's true. It's very true. The new and improved with a question mark. Sunday Karma with you on this Sunday morning, championship weekend in the NFL. No Craig Karmazin, no Greg Scalzo today.
I want you to know this is the first time in 2 years, I think, at least 2 years, maybe three, that we've actually had a show when Craig was not here. Two years, yeah.
That was the impetus of this whole thing. And I guess we've never gone behind the scenes on how we've done the quote-unquote new and improved with a question mark Sunday Karma.
A huge question mark. Is there such thing as a capital question mark? Bold. Italicized.
Yes, yeah.
Extra big font. 72 yeah. font question
72
mark.
Font in an 18 font sentence. Yeah. So the story behind this, by the way, Alex Drove, Kyle Wallace with you this morning. Going to be a fun one today, Sunday Karma. Jason Wilde's going to join us a little bit later than he typically does. He's going to be with us 11:30 to just about the end of the show. Then we'll get into our Palamos picks. Doug Gottlieb's going to join us at 10:30.
Dougie G,
loser of 17 in a row, the head coach at Green Bay, is going to join us at 10:30. We're going to try to figure out what the heck's going on up there. That's what I'm going to do at 10:30. What's going wrong? So Doug Gottlieb, 10:30, Jason Wilde, 11:30 this morning. So this is, as Kyle just mentioned, the first time we've done a show when Craig is out of town or has other commitments in a long time. So we changed the show, and I don't think, Kyle, we've never explained why we changed the show, right?
It was never explained to me either.
So. It was never explained to you?
No.
Okay, so I'll explain it. So back in, like, October, months ago, I approached Greg Scalzo because it was a Sunday. There was no Sunday conference. Yeah, you and Craig were busy. I don't know what you guys were doing, but we didn't have a show.
Wait. Craig was busy. Kyle was just having his day off, his Sunday off that he got, that he appreciated.
So I approached Greg Scalzo, and I said, hey, buddy, we got to get you back on the air. Right, Greg Scalzo, formerly of Scalzo and Brust, now a vice president with our company, making an impact in a million different ways, just off the air. And I know as talented as Greg is and as good at this as Greg is, I figured there was a need to scratch the itch once in a while. And I figured, okay, Sundays, we can be Craig and Kyle's backup, right? Scalzo and Strofe will be the backup to Craig and Kyle. And Craig caught wind of this, Kyle, and said, yeah, no, we're not doing A team and B team. Everybody's just on the show now. Like, okay.
Oh, so, that's how it happened?
Craig said, yeah, no A team, B team. Everybody's on the show now. So here we are. Now, nobody's on the show today. Just me and Kyle are on the show today because the big shots are a little busy on this Sunday.
You're going to find a common theme.
What's that?
A lot of people are going to say me and Kyle. I'm going to miss some days, but most of the time, I enjoyed my vacation days, my free Sundays when Craig wasn't here. That's what was snatched away from me is my free Sundays.
So, are you going to work every Sunday from this point forward until eternity?
Unless I'm going on a legit vacation, which I got some vacations put in, but I have nothing for the foreseeable future of going anywhere.
So, fair. I'm going to throw a couple Sundays off every once in a while. Like next Sunday, I'm not
going
to be here.
What do you mean? Oh, so you're not going anywhere?
No, I've got my girlfriend's family Christmas next Sunday. I understand next Sunday is February. I understand.
Yep.
Really late one. So we're doing that next
Sunday.
That
sounds like a debacle.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to marry into a family that has some things.
Well, I can't pass judgment. Kyle, my family has some things.
February Christmas?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with that one? If I was like, Christmas, we might want to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're 7 weeks late.
Yeah, Christmas is 2024.
Yeah,
you're celebrating 2025 Christmas. That's what it is, celebrating early.
Yeah, just 9 months early rather than 2 months late. However you want to split it. Yeah, you're right. So That's what I'm doing next week. But it's going to be me and you a lot, I think. Because it's us this weekend. It's going to be us on Super Bowl Sunday. Just the two of us.
Oh, okay, all right.
I think the 16th. Just the two of us. It's going to be just us on the 16th, I think.
Damn, you really pay attention, huh? I don't look at this schedule. I just show up.
Well,
I just show up.
The nice part for you is you're the one constant.
Yeah, I just show up.
Despite this being Sunday Karma with Good Karma Brand CEO Craig Karmazin, it is Sunday Karma with Kyle Wallace and whoever the hell shows up.
I show up to KBN. I don't know if any of my teammates are going to be gone from that show. I don't know if you're going to be producing. You're there most
of
the time.
Yeah.
And then Sunday Karma, I just show up. That's my job, is to show up.
So speaking of showing up, you did last night, except much earlier than I did. So
yeah. We
were texting as we do, right, kind of planning out the show. You know, I'm saying, hey, here are the things that are on my mind that we'll get to throughout the show with you until noon this morning. And I said, hey, I'm about to meet, but what, 10:30 maybe? So I'm about to meet some friends out. Just let me know if you're thinking about anything. And you go, I don't think until the morning.
I sure don't.
I usually
wake up, go to the bathroom, and on the toilet, I text out some stuff.
Okay, didn't need to know that part, but thank you for the information.
You
were leaving the bar when I was going to the bar last
Absolutely.
Night.
You text me at like 10:58. That's what it was, and you were texting me, all right, well, I'll see you tomorrow at 9:58 because I got some buddies that are in town, so I'm going out with them. And I'm like, that's hilarious, because as I'm getting ready to say my goodbyes, he's getting ready to say his hellos.
Huh.
It's crazy.
So are you old?
Yeah, I'm old, and I think that's the whole point, is that officially you see the difference between a young 20-some-year-old and a mid-30-somebody-year-old. That's exactly what it is. I am looking to go home by 11, where you're looking to turn up by 11. I remember those days, young Strophy, when I used to go out and wanted to go out at 10, 11 o'clock, because that's when the party got started. And it is crazy to see the evolution of oneself of saying,
yeah,
I'm ready to go home at 11 with my lady. Meanwhile, Strophy is ready to go out and kick it at 11.
I would say no. I had a solid night, though, like a very adult night. I went out to sushi with another couple last night.
Oh, wow, that's cute.
That was a 6 o'clock thing. So we were at the restaurants at probably 8.
Oh, wow.
We went over to a different bar. Was there until, I don't know, 9:30.
Oh, 6 until 2? That's what you did yesterday?
Oh, well, you're giving me too much credit. I went home at 1, not 2.
Okay, still.
Didn't make it to close, but also responsible, knew I needed to be here, didn't want to oversleep.
Oh, that's growth.
Thank you. Well, what do you mean that's growth? I've never overslept.
I wouldn't say overslept, but a year ago you would probably still be, a year and a half ago.
You know
ago,
what?
Probably...
A year ago was probably, you know what? Shoot, Kyle, 6 months ago is probably right.
Yeah, it's growth, a lot of growth.
Yeah.
I've seen you many times coming here. Ah, yeah,
no,
had a rough one. Got my water and my Gatorade here to survive.
I kept it in check. I'm in good shape this morning. So, yeah, so you're leaving at 10:30. I'm showing up at 10:30. So what time are you in bed?
I got home at 11:30. I was in bed by 11:45.
And baby girl was with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were in the car jamming, riding home.
Jamming.
Oh, come on now. You know, I turn up.
What were we listening
to? I have my own club, man. I had a little Beyonce, a little Weekend, Drunken Love. You know what I'm saying? Set the mood. We drive
Beyonce
home.
Beyonce and the Weekend.
Got to set the mood for my baby.
Okay. All right. That's really good, Kyle. Did you have a good time?
Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure did.
What'd you do?
We went out. We celebrated, Carrie Mahone, Carrie Noni Juice from 101.7 The Truth. Her man turned 30 yesterday. So we went out to the bar last night, had a great time, but... You know, when the line started getting long, the DJ said, oh, yeah, it's getting hot. The line getting long outside. You're going to have a good night. And that's when I said, all right, it's my goodbye.
Yep, that's time to go.
It's about to get too turned up down here. This ain't me no more.
I attended a one-year-old's birthday party yesterday as well.
That's a waste of time.
See, I agree.
Great. Yes, they're not going to remember. It's for adults. It's a waste of time.
Yes, it's more for the parents at that point. And obviously, like, you do a birthday party when you're a parent because you need stuff, right? And rightfully so. So attended that, was literally there for 45 minutes, and then went to the sushi restaurant. I feel bad for the kid, though. Like, all these people around him, he's not going to remember a lick of it, Kyle. He's not going to remember a second of this birthday party.
No, it's not.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's for him to have memories, take pictures, have memories, and for or her, whatever it is. And then it's for the parents to hang out. That's all it is. Parents to hang out, like you said, I guess get gifts for the child. I would just say just throw the kid money for their college fund. Everybody give me $25 to $100 for the college fund. That's what this is for.
We're done with life advice with Kyle Wallace.
I mean, what do you mean that's great? That's great life advice. Well, I don't need.
We'll save life advice for 12 to 1 on 107 The Truth.
I'm going
to
tell you this. One thing that many parents who are listening right now, they'll tell you that I don't want more toys for my kids. Toys are just a mess. It's too much. I go to people's houses who have kids, and they just always say, I apologize. You know, it's just, you know, he's taking over, or she's taking over. I'm going to tell people ASAP, when I have children, if I'm ever blessed to have children, stroke, when you come to my kid's birthday party, I'm inviting you not because I love you. It's because I need you to give me $50 to $100 for little Kyle's college fund. Don't bring no Legos. Don't bring no toys. Don't go to the Dollar Store. Don't bring none of them knickknacks, none of them things. He already got enough of that.
So outfits were a bad idea because that's what we got him. We got him outfit.
He's going to grow out of it. I don't even want that.
Okay. You just want college fund money.
Give me money. Okay. Give me money to take care of the kid and let me decide what to do. I don't want you to buy those little 2T clothes for my kid that's going to grow out of it. That's useless. Diapers or Pampers.
Life advice with Kyle Wallace.
No, I keep it 100. Any life advice, this is keeping it real.
I mean this with all due respect before we get to a break. Do you believe you've ever approached a situation and said, I don't have the answer for that?
Very few times.
Yeah.
Very few times. Because I'll evaluate a situation. But life is difficult, but it's not, you know, there's a lot of answers, right? There's a lot of solutions to the problems. Strofe, you've known me for a little bit now. How many times have I walked up to you with a problem and not had a solution where either I knew the solution, other people couldn't get to the solution, or I said, Strofe, I need help with this?
I asked that question because the answer to that question is zero.
Exactly.
Zero times.
No, I always have the answer. You can call me Mr. Answer. I have an answer to something. Now, you may not like the answer, but I have the answer. And sometimes I sugarcoat it. You think I'm lying? I always have an answer to something. There's always a solution to something.
I'm glad you say that because you had an answer earlier this week about Jordan Love versus another quarterback. And to be real frank with you, it pissed me off. We're going to get to that conversation coming up next year on Championship Sunday. It is Commanders, Eagles, Chiefs, Bills. Four teams remain. Two will get to the Super Bowl here in a couple of weeks. Big one in the NFL today. But I do want to talk about Jordan Love, the Packers quarterback, coming up next, and something Kyle had to say earlier this week on Kyle Bruston-Ortman that just got under my skin a little bit. You're still capable of it, Kyle Wallace. What'd you say, Mr. Answer is your new nickname?
Yeah. Definitely. What am I, AI, the answer?
Yeah, the answer. All right, AI,
also, Paul Pierce, the truth. I could be everything good.
We'll get Kyle's bad answer on Jordan Love versus Jaden Daniels. Coming up next, it's Sunday Karma with you right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
We don't miss. We do not miss. I lost my crazy. We just put them in the pavement. Hey, bro. Yeah, I miss
it's
you more than
Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin like and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Sunday Karma with you this Sunday morning, Championship Sunday in the NFL. Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace hanging out with you, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison. The Karmalist Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Liz is more with our friends at Karmalist. One of my favorites on the phone line right now, Brandon in Tulsa, is going to join us in just a moment. And I love Brandon because he's a huge Packers fan, lives in Oklahoma, listens to us, calls in all the time. And he actually made me think a lot last weekend, Kyle, because, you know, I was watching the divisional round games, and Brandon tweeted me. This is last Sunday, 1 week ago today. You know, after watching the games this weekend, I'm worried that Green Bay isn't close to these teams. I feel like they're 2 to 3 years away. And I threw out, to my network on Twitter, just like, is anybody else feeling this way? Do you feel watching divisional round weekend like the Packers are 2 to 3 years away? Because I didn't. But I was curious of other people. And other people said yes. So I was interested to hear that from Brandon, but interested to hear what he's got today on the championship weekend. Brandon in Tulsa with us now on the Karmalist Talking text line here on Sunday Karma. What's up, Brandon? Happy Sunday.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Good to hear from you. Hope you're having a good one. Merry Christmas, Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
As Kyle was.
You're a week
Christmas
early, but thank you.
yeah, man. I was telling Kyle, I've been pretty bitter, and, you know, I tweeted at you last weekend as I watched the divisional round, and I, you know, maybe it's a seasonal affective disorder or whatever is going on right now, the gloomy weather, but I'm very jealous of the upcoming games today. And as I was looking at these teams, I was just thinking, why can't that be us? And yeah, I know in 2021 we were there, but Rodgers is gone. And we still really don't know what Jordan's going to be. And I was thinking, what do these teams have that we don't? And obviously it's not just one answer, but whether it's the Chiefs having a scary defense year in and year out, that makes me mad. You know, why hasn't Spagnuolo gone on to be a head coach? Like, let the league grow. But he won't leave. He could be a head coach, but he won't leave. And so Patrick just has an elite defense that, I mean, someone threw out a crazy stat that they haven't scored 30 points in however many weeks. Doesn't matter. He doesn't need to score. He just needs to toss a touchdown or two, and he'll go at his fourth ring. That made me mad. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. That's a Super Bowl winning team if Lamar Jackson doesn't turn the ball over, and my favorite Sooner tight end, Mark Andrews, doesn't make a drop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so here's the question. Here's why I'm calling in. As we watch the games today with these teams, if you could pick one facet from a team to add it to the Packers in 2025, what would it be? Because my answer, I want to have that guaranteed ace in the hole that the Chiefs have between Mahomes and Kelce. I want to know that every game, no matter who we're playing, Jordan and a guy are just unstoppable. Even if it doesn't make you win the game, there is a go-to tandem like we had with Rodgers, Jordy, yeah, or Rodgers and Devontae. That's what I'm looking forward to. And maybe it can't get there because Jordan's still developing. But they're like,
yeah,
there's multiple things holding us back. But for me, I want to see that just unstoppable duo going into next year, because I don't see us winning Super Bowls unless Jordan's able to play at that level with another guy.
So I'm with you, Brandon, and appreciate the call as always. Now, before I get to my answer on that, man, he sounds sad.
Yeah, I think most Packers fans feel how he feel. I've been trying to mask my sadness because this is tough. You know what makes this so hard, Strofe? Is that the Commanders came out of nowhere.
Yes, so I was just about to acknowledge that, right? That if you're sad, rightfully so, that the Packers are not playing this weekend and didn't play last weekend, I get you. I hear you. I feel you. Right? Like, I get why you would be upset. Because last year, this team outperformed expectations and got to the divisional round and went on the road and won a playoff game against Dallas and was in the game against the eventual NFC champion 49ers. So, to lose in the wild card round this week, or this year rather, have Love play the way he did. I don't want to call it regression, but there wasn't a huge jump from him this year. I get why you would feel that way. But look, as Kyle just pointed out, if this year is proof of anything, it is proof that turnarounds can happen really damn fast in the NFL. The Commanders won 3 games last year. They had the number 2 pick in the NFL draft. They are one of 4 teams remaining. They are in the Super Bowl with a win today.
Yep, and it's not out of the realm of possibility they win today.
It is not. I mean, they are dogs, right? They're 6-point dogs. But
Philly has not been a juggernaut.
No, they have not. And Jaden Daniels has proven when the lights shine, he shines,
mm-hmm,
right? So there is certainly a path to victory for the Commanders today to get to the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels would become the first rookie quarterback to start in a Super Bowl. So to Brandon's disappointment, turnarounds can happen really fast. And here's the thing about the Packers. Despite not getting as far as they did a year ago, they were a better team this year. They won more games in the regular season, albeit not a sexy win in those 11 wins. But 11 wins is 11 wins in the NFL. You're not going to apologize for winning. They improved in terms of their win-loss. They were more consistent on both sides of the ball, probably more so defensively. Offensively, they had that great stretch in 2023. But they were more consistent down the stretch this year, I would argue. Still some drops, still some bad penalties, still a lot of things you want to clean up. So that should give you hope that this team is trending in the right direction. If there was a facet I would like to see the Green Bay pick up and add and become very, very good at in 2024, it is a game record offensively in the front four, right? The pass rush was non-existent. And that was the one thing watching last weekend, and I'm sure we'll see more today as we watch championship weekend, is teams that are playing in late January have a dominant pass rush or have somebody that can change a game at that position.
I mean, you know about Chris Jones, right? Like, you have guys like that.
Exactly.
You saw Ed Oliver last week play very well. He popped. He impacted. We already know that Philly defense, they have two guys. They have a guy in Jalen Carter who's in his second year. The Washington Commanders, I'm not 100% sure who their guy is, but they're just playing good football right now. But typically, these teams, you have somebody who can take over a game or make a play when you need it defensively.
Yeah. I mean, Washington by no means has that dude, but they have a ton
They have a good guy. They have bodies.
They have a ton of veteran presence, too, right? Bobby Wagner's on that defense. Dante Fowler's on that defense. Jonathan Allen's on that defense.
Deron Payne. They got guys.
Deron Payne, who I believe is out today, but nonetheless.
Oh, that sucks for them.
Sure does. Doesn't your boy fly for Washington?
They got Nick Ballore on that team. Special teams maven. Special teams guy. Been around for a long time. A veteran. He was a captain last year for the Seahawks. Pro bowler.
So
4-1-4.
4-1-4. Hour at foe, as you say on KBN every day.
4-1-4 hour at 2 today. Shout out to Nick Ballore.
There you go. Jeff of the 920 text in on the Cardinals talking text line, 800-990-3776. With LaFraud as the head coach and Goody blowing first-round picks, they will never, I repeat, never make it to the Super Bowl. And it kills me to say that, been a fan since the mid-60s. I just don't think that's true. Matt LaFleur did show some blemishes and some shortcomings here in 2024. No doubt about that. But he's a damn good football coach. Brian Gutekunst is a good GM. This offseason is about taking some swings, both in the draft and free agency. And that's why I feel good about this team and that they're not that far away.
You hope they take swings.
Yes, I guess you're right. I do hope it. But as we've talked about many times over the course of the last few weeks, Kyle, this is a team financially that is in a better situation than they've been in forever. They have a lot of money to play with, toy around with this offseason.
And I think, Struff, really quickly, the disappointing part is the fact that we're hoping they take swings because we know they have to take swings. This last year, we were hoping that this team came into this season, guys need to take that next step, right? That's what we're thinking about. Take the next step. Before they sign Xavier McKinney, and definitely before they sign Josh Jacobs, and we thought Aaron Jones may be coming back, we just felt like they need to take a step in the right direction. Now we don't feel so sure about those receivers on our team. We don't feel so sure that the D-line can ever take that next step after the change in defense. So I think that's why people feel the way that our boy from Tulsa, Brendan from Tulsa, feels, because we don't see guys on this roster that truly can take that next step.
So I'm with you, and I hear you, right? Like, there was some shortcomings and some disappointments this year. But some of these problems, I think there are like four main problems for the Packers. Number one, the quarterback play needs to be better. And I think Love is capable of that. He dealt with three different injuries this year. He's got to take that next step for sure. But he was better down the stretch outside of the playoff game. Minimized turnovers, put them in positions to win games. I think the quarterback play can be better and will be better next year. I think that's one of the main issues. Number two, somebody needs to emerge as the number one pass catcher. And can that be done internally? Yes. But there's disappointment from that this year because it didn't happen, right? Jaden Reed didn't take that next step. Christian Watson, no fault of his own, but obviously dealt with some injuries again this year. Same with Romeo Doubs. So you really didn't have the opportunity for somebody to emerge as a top pass catcher. But the thing with all teams except Buffalo playing this weekend is they have a true number one pass catcher, right? Brandon just mentioned Travis Kelce in Kansas City. Washington is Terry McLaurin. Philadelphia has A.J. Brown. Super Bowl champions typically have a number one pass catcher. It can be a tight end, but you need a true number one, a true security blanket for that quarterback. The Packers don't have that right now. So that needs to happen, number two. Number three, pass rush needs to be addressed in some capacity. Draft, free agency, both needs to be addressed. And cornerback is the other thing that needs to be addressed. Are you moving on from Jair Alexander, yes or no? And who is going to step up as their number one corner? Are you grabbing somebody in free agency? I know that sounds like a lot, but two, at least, if not three of those things can be done right in the house. You fire your defensive line coach. And yes, you'd like to have a true game wrecker there. But those are the four big things I think the Packers need to address this offseason. And they'll be right in this conversation. And I would be surprised if they weren't playing in divisional round, if not championship round next year. They're right there. A couple of things need to happen, though. And I do believe this is the offseason Brian Gutekunst goes out and does it. So we will see. We will see. Jason Wilde is going to join us, by the way, 11:30 this morning. We will talk through the little the offseason to-do list, if you will, for the Packers to get back to where next year at this time we're having a Green Bay game day party ahead of the championship game. Because I still think this team is right there, but we will see. All right, little college basketball talk coming up next. Doug Gottlieb, the head coach at Green Bay, is going to join us. Now losers of 17 straight. Lost to Cleveland State last night, down three starters. Let's hash this out with Doug. It's the longest losing streak in the country. 17 in a row. The second longest is 11 games in a row. I mean, they are by far and away the longest losing streak in the country. I like Doug. Doug likes Green Bay. But not going super hot here in year one for Doug Gottlieb. They're 2-20. Doug Gottlieb, head coach at Green Bay, going to join us coming up next. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Bust it.
Remix. Remix. Right. Whack. Juvenile. Skip. Holla back.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Yeah, no Craig, no Scalzo this week. Alex Strofe, Kyle Wallace hanging out with you. Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin. Always enjoy catching up with this guy. Doug Gottlieb, first-year head coach at Green Bay basketball. Been a rough go the last couple months. 17 losses in a row for the Phoenix. 0-11 in Horizon League play. But this is a guy that's going to be determined to figure it out. Dougie, good morning. Thanks for the time, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's actually a beautiful day looking out over the bay. So life ain't bad. If losing games with kids that are playing as hard as they can is the worst thing that happens to you, life's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think it could be worse. But nobody likes to lose, Doug, right? 17 in a row. What are you telling your guys, right? Like, how do you keep them motivated, ready to go when you have the longest losing streak in the country? What's your message?
Well, we just played the team with the longest winning streak in the country, and it was a 2-point game with 4:15 to go in the game, and it's weird. And you know, my leading scorer Anthony Roy has been out since December 14th, and Jeremiah Johnson, who's the preseason freshman of the year in the league, he didn't make the trip. He hurt his little lower leg injury. He'll be fine. And then of course, to add insult to injury, then Marcus Hall, who's probably my best all-around player, he went down with something in his knee with 10 minutes gone in the game. So, you know, we're down our top three scorers against a really good team. And you know what? If you're in our locker room or you're at one of our practices or even on our plane ride home last night, you'd be like, wait, what's your guys' record? Because our whole team, we know we're pretty good. We just, I mean, look, there have been some games in which we just didn't have it. We're super, super young. I'm inexperienced. And we can't get the ships passing the night in terms of health, you know. And when you're young, when you don't have probably the top-end level of overall talent that's needed to compete, you know, your margins are slight. And so, like, you go through every one of them. And you know, last night in the close game, we all of a sudden had massive foul trouble. Okay, so you're down three starters, and then you have foul trouble, and you're playing against a team that ends up just kind of throwing it off the board and going and getting it and having 16 offensive rebounds, and that's how you lose. So, what am I telling my team? That we're gonna keep fighting. We're getting better. Just get better in every 4 minutes of a game called a war. You know, win those wars, and eventually. We'll get a dub, but we gotta figure out how to kind of keep it together second half when teams put together a little run, especially when we get foul trouble.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's frustrating for you. It's frustrating for your guys, but the season's not over. I imagine is part of that message too, right? Like, you still got fighting to do the next couple of months, Doug. So
listen, our season I would never say these games don't matter because they do.
Yeah,
and
of course they do.
I'm a super competitive human being. I have never been through anything like this ever, you know, and I'm just the idiot. When we won our first game, I was like, man, I'll never forget Bill Self when he got the Kansas job. He's like, hey, and you guys forget my first year at ORU. I lost 18 in a row. And I was kind of like, "Who? Thank God, you know, it felt like forever just to get the first one. And then, you know, we got the second one and we thought we were pretty good. We got popped a couple times. So I've never been through this, but like, our season truly comes down to 4 games in March, you know, like, it's literally it. And I honestly believe this, and so does our team. If we have all of our guys on the, you know, for those four days in March, I don't think anybody wants to play us. The only thing we're lacking is the having done it and won the games, you know, completed the task. So that's just the reality of it. And maybe it's because my guys are young enough, or maybe it's I'm ambitious enough that I mean it. Like, people would think, like, guys are checking out. Where am I going next year? What am I doing? We've had our best practices, and the guys are all energetic. Like, look, it's a gut punch when you lose those games. You're like, damn, we lost again?
Of course.
Damn, what happened? We had it. But it's not that they don't see, and we're not coaching the process. And then eventually the results will follow.
So I you just said something that caught my ear, Doug. You said, if we have all of our guys, nobody's going to want to play us. I know you have that attitude because you're in the gym every day with
no,
those guys.
No, it's not the attitude. That's the reality. I have the best player in the Horizon League by a sizable amount. He hasn't played. I mean, I don't know if you've seen Anthony Roy play.
I have.
He's really,
I've texted
really
you
good.
About him, Doug. He's a really good player. But yeah. You've missed him most of the season now.
No, I mean, we lost him. We were up 8 at Santa Barbara, and he got hurt. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, he's our best player. So, and he's coming back to play. And again, so and when he went down, we didn't have Yonatan Levy, our Israeli big guy who's been here for, I don't know, 5 games. And, I mean, the whole thing we've been missing is a 5-man. And he's tremendous.
Yeah, I want to ask you about him, Doug, because it's a fascinating story here in the era of NIL and the transfer portal. So Yonatan Levy, 23 years old from Israel, but he's classified as a true freshman at 23 years old. How did you end up recruiting him mid-season? And you know, what do you think the future looks like for a guy like him? Really talented kid.
So he was on a pro team in Israel the last 2 years in Eilat. You know, I mean, we have one from Ben Tweedy who played great last night. He's from Australia. He's an 18-year-old freshman. We signed a kid, Lockie Crate from New Zealand, who'll play come next year. We have, Mustafa Cisse, who's from Senegal originally. And then we have another Israeli big, Roy Yelselka, who we've had since September. But you know, like I'm close with, both they share the same agent, and a gentleman named Yuval Shalom. And Yuval and I were in touch, and we didn't know if we'd have a scholarship or how it would work out. But he said, I got to figure out if he wants to play in college. And so when he wanted to play in college, he wanted to come mid-year, and you know, we recruited him. And you know, the difference for us is a couple things. One, you know, people in Israel see me coach there. So there's some trust there. His coach in Eilat was actually my teammate when I played in Ranana.
Oh, wow.
23 years ago?
Yeah, the year he was born, Doug, I believe would be the math on that.
Yeah. And he watched us play, and he was like, Coach, if, you know, when we played Oklahoma State, if we had Yonatan, we win the game. We're like, if we have our whole roster, I truly believe that we're probably somewhere in a 500 variety right now, maybe a little bit better. I mean, obviously taking in the fact that we're a lower end of the mid-major and you're playing, you know, we played 4 guaranteed games. Right. So, but the other part to it is it's made me a way better coach, and it's challenged a lot of these other guys who wouldn't have been playing. They've all played a ton. You know, we're playing 3 guys that we brought in with the idea of we're going to redshirt them. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, anyway, so we got Yonatan that way. And like, literally we wanted to have him for the Drake game. You know, we go and we lose our best player. And then we play at that time, one of the last undefeated in the country.
Team,
and he couldn't get there until, I think he got here like January 1, maybe. And, you know, we threw him in there and he played not in shape, doesn't know any of the plays. I mean, even last night, I mean, we're playing through them, and we put in all new packages because we haven't really played through a 5 who can score in the post and off the elbow. So there's a limit to what you can do, but it's been awesome. And he was really excited. Thursday was his first day of class. He was like nervous. He's like, I haven't been to class in a couple of years. Like, I'm excited. Everybody on campus already knows him and knows Roy because they're two super, super friendly, like grown up dudes. So it's awesome. I mean, just, again, you bring in a 23-year-old who's eager to go to college.
Yeah.
It's really, really refreshing for players.
It's a super fascinating story, and I appreciate you sharing that because I was curious kind of what the process was, but to hear he's like jacked up to go attend class, it's just that's awesome. What happened with the rims last night, Doug? I saw a video on Twitter. Cleveland State, before the game, you went out there and you were like, hey, I don't think that's 10 feet. Tweeted, it was 9-11. The CSU crew was great, raised it to 10. How did you notice an inch?
Well, okay. I mean, how long have you done radio?
About 8 years.
Okay. So by about year 30 of doing it, you'll notice everything that's ever off. I mean, my dad was the head coach at UW-Milwaukee when I was a kid. I attended my first game when I wasn't I don't think I was a year old.
But, Doug, we're not talking about a foot here. We're talking 9-11 versus 10 feet. You could tell an inch?
I walked out and what was weird is they had a women's game right before ours. And they're like, we haven't changed it all year, which I find to be ridiculous. But, no, you look at it and it looked low. And so sometimes, you know, it's like, well, it's the background, you know, if there's space behind, if you've ever been like a high school gym where there's a wall behind it, the hoop looks high. If there's like space or it's black behind it, the hoop looks low. So they have a big, big curtain. Cleveland State's, that arena is gigantic.
It's a huge arena.
It's so massively overbuilt. Like it's gigantic. So they have a big curtain behind it, kind of like we have at the Rush. So at first I thought, well, maybe it's the background. And then I was looking and you can just tell. So then we like, hey, can we measure this? Now, most places, NBA places, they all have this, like, it's like a staff, almost like Moses' staff, and it's 10 feet high, right? And there's a marker there. It's really easy. They didn't have one. So they had to go, you know, and then the guy's, like, rolling their eyes, like, really? Is really think it's off, coach? I'm like, yeah, it's off. It makes a difference. So we thought the other end was off, too, but we just, like, enough. We're fine. We just adjusted some. But, yeah, put down the measuring tape, and it was 9-11. So then they tried to raise it. It was 9-11 and a quarter. That was kind of a tedious thing, how they had to put it down and put it back up, an inexact science.
I don't know that I've ever seen anything quite like that. So I was intrigued to hear. But you know what? You're around it that long. That makes sense.
Listen, at some point there will be a book on this year. I mean, you name it. It has happened.
Well, dude, a couple weeks ago, so the power goes out at the Rush Center in Green Bay, and as you guys are about to host the game, and you have to move the freaking game back to campus.
to our home gym, which just had me ready, right? I mean, it was – and there's more to that one because we moved that game time up because the Packers are playing the Vikings, right? And rightfully so, the coach of PFW, he was ticked. He's like, hey, we got these charter planes. It's our first game we're chartering all year. And, like, we get done, now all of a sudden we got to, like, move that up, and the charter company would move it up. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Then he ends up, like, almost being late to his charter because, you know, the game gets delayed. You name it. We're playing Michigan Tech right after Anthony Roy goes down, and we're up 13. Our point guard dies on the floor, gets a concussion. there was a point in time when I used to turn to Dennis Harrington, my Dobo, and just smile and go, like, I think I might be cursed. And now I'm like, nah, this is just a culmination of bizarre events. But we're coaching our asses off, and the kids are awesome. Like, here's a real thing. And I know it sounds hokey and it sounds like excuse making, like, whatever. I don't care. We had the best team GPA in school history. The kids are awesome. I never have to worry. I said this, I was walking with Jordan McCabe, as you know, is my assistant.
Yeah.
And we walked to get coffee yesterday morning. And I was like, do you know what's different than us and most other teams in this predicament? Like, we don't ever have to worry about somebody calling us in the middle of the night, something going wrong. Like, we have unbelievable human beings. We got to just teach them to be a little bit better at basketball. We got to be a little bit better coaching them at basketball. Like, all right, you know, we'll do it. It'll get there. So better year one than year five, right?
Yeah. I guess so, right? I mean, hopefully, you know, year five comes, right, Dougie? And I think the big criticism, before I let you go, I know hold me long, when you got hired was he's going to be a radio host and a basketball coach. What's different if you are just a basketball coach? Anything?
Wait, sorry, can you repeat the question? I got a little modulation there.
All good. If you are just a basketball coach, let's say you gave up the radio show, Is anything about this season different in your mind?
No. No. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's a lot, but, like, the problem is that I don't think, you know, there's a couple of different places they're going to follow me around here over the next couple weeks and people will see. But, you know, because I'm in Green Bay and not in whatever, pick any other school. Like, remember, I don't have a coach's show. And there's lots of stuff. I mean, you do, when you're a head coach, yeah, you do tons of other things. But they're not, they don't necessarily pertain to basketball. Like, you should do, you should go watch more tape. Like, okay, first of all, I watch tape all the time. It's not really that, not really that big a thing. Not sure if anybody understands what, like, synergy and all the different technology we have where you can watch every possession of every player anywhere. So, if you're doing the work. And, again, what would change if I wasn't in the radio? I don't know. I guess I'd be sitting around the office BSing with my assistants more about the hierarchy of different the greatest countries in the world. Like, that's what college coaches do. Like, we coach, we recruit, and then we kind of sit around and talk about, you know, life and, you know, and zone defenses and then OB plays, and then we go and sometimes veer off into other things in life, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of BSing with my coaches, I BS on the radio for a couple hours a day. It's really quite silly. And the other part that's weird is I just would have thought, and I think most real people, it's like, it's fun to troll me because we're losing. I just, it's fine. Just remember, like, all those digital receipts exist. Then we start winning. Then you look dumb. Then you're like, okay, well, is it because he didn't do the radio show on this day? Like, I don't even know. Ask my kids if they're prepared. Ask them if what we do at practice is appropriate. Ask them if they're engaged, if they feel like we have a relationship. And ask them if there's anybody else they'd want to play for. And I would, you know, I don't tell them what to say. Mm-hmm. We're doing a good job up here. We just, sometimes the results haven't followed. And again, I'm not perfect. You know, I can think of 15 different things I should have done last night. But that's anybody at any job that they actually
put their soul in. That's normal. I'm with you. That's normal.
Yeah. So.
Well, good.
Yeah, listen, it's really easy when you lose a game. It's really easy when you're a known figure. Like, what I think is funny is there's a dude who wrote something for Outkick last week about our horrible weekend. And, you know, last weekend we lost to Youngstown State, who's one of the best teams in our league. We're up 10 with 9.5 to go, and we lose. And, I mean, it's a freaking gut punch. We played so well. And we just couldn't close, you know. Like, every kid had a little turnover, misplay down the stretch, and we end up losing by 4. What, you know, so you get back, and a buddy of mine says, like, hey, isn't that Outkick? Like, I thought you were close with Clay Travis. I was like, I am, but, like, he doesn't tell them what to write, and I don't care. Mm-hmm. So this guy calls me, and I said, well, what did you think of the game? He's like, well, I didn't watch. It's like, well, okay, well, why? What was the point of writing a piece about our horrible weekend and being up 10 with 9.5 to go and win probability, you know? And he's like, well, you're a big name. It's like, that's fine. Like, if your take is I suck as a coach, that's fine. Find fault with something I've done, or at least tell the story appropriately, you know? Or at least go like, hey, yeah, they lost their best player's been out for a month and a half, almost 2 months, and they have the youngest roster in the league, and he's inexperienced, like, whatever. Like, it's fine if you just provide the proper amount of context. And, again, if you think I suck as a coach, I have a 5-year contract. Over the next 5 years, you'll be able to figure it out. But
yeah,
I distinctly remember when we're playing earlier this year against some of the high majors, people going like, hey, you know, he might know what he's doing. So there's a lot that goes into it. I learned a ton. I'm going to keep learning. We're going to keep getting better. The results will follow. That's how it works.
Absolutely. And you've got time, and you've got some good opportunities here coming up in the next couple of weeks as we lead up to the Horizon League tournament at the beginning of March. Doug Gottlieb, head coach at Green Bay. Doug, always good catching up, my man. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Okay. See ya.
It's Doug Gottlieb, head coach at Green Bay, with us here on Sunday Karma. Lots of reaction rolling in on that. We will get through some of that. We will get back to Packers conversation. What needs to change this offseason? Jaden Daniels or Jordan Love? Kyle has an opinion, a stinky one. We will get to that. All still ahead. Sunday Karma with you right here, ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Get on Field USA.
Block Entertainment. Yeah.
You know I go by the name Nitty, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I gotta introduce y'all. Another
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Carmenson on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Strove, Kyle Wallace, hanging out with you. Championship Sunday in the NFL. Dancing Kyle Wallace on a Sunday morning. You're fired up.
Yeah, you remember this dance?
I don't know that I ever learned it.
Oh, that's right. I forget how young you are.
I know the song.
You're go out at 11 young still.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't know this song. When this song came out, you were probably in diapers wedding.
No, I definitely know this song.
What is it called?
Is it called like Going Down or It's Going Down?
Yeah, It's Going Down. You know who made it?
I don't know who's by.
Young Ja.
Okay.
That's all right.
J-O-C, right?
Yeah, J-O-C is coming back.
Okay. Well, we're on an audio medium, Kyle. Nobody can see you. Well, actually, I think they're back on YouTube. They can see you.
On YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Meet me in the trap.
Thanks to Doug Gottlieb, Green Bay head coach, joining us last segment. A lot of reaction on that coming in on the Carpool Stuck at Sex Line, 800-990-3776.
Sorry, Strove. Here we go. There's people driving their cars doing it right now. So.
And on YouTube, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN, Madison Germain says, a good coach would say we have enough to win next man up. You're not doing a good job. You lost 17 in a row, Doug. Yeah, there was a lot of confidence in Doug Gottlieb's voice. He made the comment, and I followed up on it. Said, you know, if we have all of our guys back, nobody's going to want to see us. And maybe he's right. I mean, I can't say I've pulled the Horizon League coaches recently, but I don't know how many teams fear Doug in the Phoenix right now. And Doug mentioned it. He's a 5-year contract. He's going to get brought back. He's not getting fired. Like, we can go ahead and eliminate that from possibilities, I would assume. Josh Moon, the athletic director at Green Bay, is committed to Doug. And they're paying a few coaches right now, including Bo Ryan's son, Will Ryan, is still getting paid by the university. So I would guess Doug Gottlieb.
Still. Well, Sundance only there for a year?
Sundance was only there for a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1 year. Now he's the head coach of Wyoming.
Well, they sucked under Will Ryan.
Yeah,
and Sundance had them being so, they were good last year.
They made that hire in 2020, Will Ryan, because they just couldn't get seats in the arena or butts in seats in the arena. And I don't know how much that helped because they weren't very good. Wicks came in, turned it around, third place in the Horizon League last year. And now Gottlieb put in a tough position by all means, right? He wasn't hired until May, but we will see. We will see. But obviously, unwavering confidence from Doug Gottlieb. So appreciate all the reaction on that. Want to get back to the Packers. It's 11 o'clock. Are we doing 7 at 11?
I was just going to ask you that because I don't have a list for 7 at 11. And I text Craig this morning and he said he'll get back to me next week on what we're going to do for whatever the mystery game is called. So I don't know. I just want you to know, as a producer, I just listen to what the host tells me to do. I have no control.
All right. We're going to figure out what we're doing next in the next couple of minutes.
I mean, I need to know, because if we do 7 at 11, then I need to make a list. If not, then we're going to be talking Pack. I need to know.
Don't make a list.
Okay.
We're good. We're going to skip it this week.
All right. We'll skip it this week. Skip it next week. Who knows?
I don't know. I won't be here next week. So do whatever you got to do.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to get back to the Packers. I want to get to
harsh work environment.
I want to get to your crappy, speaking of harsh work environment, I want to get to your crappy opinion. So we're going to do that in the next couple minutes. Jason Wilde, 11:30 with you until noon. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Carmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.